With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. Mets rookie outfielder Nick Plummer stops by. Plus, we'll talk with Scott Miller, who writes regular baseball coverage for the New York Times. That plus foul or fair. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
The Los Angeles Angels have fired veteran manager Joe Maddon, and it shook up the baseball world. People couldn't believe it. Of course, Maddon was the manager of the Chicago Cubs when they broke that 100-year drought, and they won a World Series. We know the job he did in Tampa Bay. He's been in Los Angeles with the Angels for 3 years. And you know what? Things just haven't gone right. And I know people are like, this was too quick to pull the trigger on a veteran guy with an impressive resume. But you can't accept 12 straight losses. And you can't accept when teams aren't playing well and aren't hitting and pitching and running the bases and doing the stuff that you're supposed to do. And if we're going to give managers credit when they win, we got to give them some blame when they lose. And this reminds me a little bit of when Terry Francona got fired in Boston. Remember, he won World Series in Boston and got fired because the clubhouse had become sloppy and guys were playing video games and ordering chicken and beer during the games and whatnot. And things had gotten out of hand there. So sometimes you got to make that move. I know it's tough, but we saw Joe Girardi. He got whacked in Philly when things went south. And you know what? In the first four games for the Phillies, since they fired Joe Girardi, the Phillies went 4-0 in their first four games. So sometimes you got to shake it up. You got to hold everybody accountable. And I think that's what happened with Joe Maddon.
Number two.
Wow. Did Marcus Semien have a day? Are you kidding me? Marcus Semien, the Texas Rangers second baseman who's got off to a slow start this year, has been on fire. And man, on Tuesday night in Cleveland in a doubleheader, Semien was unbelievable, unstoppable. He had seven hits and three home runs. Semien, of course, tied a franchise record for hits in a doubleheader, joining Marlon Byrd back in 2009. and another player, Fred Valentine, for the Washington Senators. But with seven hits, Semien became the first player since Joe Morgan in 1973 to have a three-home run, seven-hit day. What a day at the plate. We remember last year he had 45 home runs to break the record for home runs in a single season by a second baseman, and he signed the big deal in the offseason for $175 million and had been struggling, but he's got his bat together. He's playing well, hitting the ball again in the last 10 or 15 for the Rangers, and what a night in a doubleheader for Marcus Semien.
Number three.
Shame on Major League Baseball umpires. I was in Los Angeles at the Mets-Dodgers game and had to endure that mess when the umpires didn't even know the rules. I mean, that's embarrassing to baseball, embarrassing to the umpires. We get it. Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, didn't know he could put a couldn't put a position player in the pitch if your team is trailing by five runs or less. The Dodgers were losing 9-4, so he couldn't do it. He sends out a position player to pitch to mop up the ninth inning. The umpires weren't sure. They had to call New York to get confirmation. It was a delay that was unnecessary. They should have known right away that it couldn't happen. Buck Showalter, the Mets manager, knew he couldn't do it. And it wound up being a mess and an embarrassment for all involved. And, you know, I get it. Managers are involved with analytics and players and all kinds of other stuff. Could it happen? Sure, it could happen. But an umpire, your only job is to call the game and know the rules. You got to know the rules on that. I'm sorry.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's welcome into the podcast now Mets outfielder Nick Plummer. Thanks for joining us, Nick. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Rob?
Doing great. And Nick, let's just talk about your start in the major leagues and what that was like. You could talk a little bit about your journey and then about to actually make it here and then hitting a home run for your first hit in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of just emotions, you know, a lot of really good emotions. And then just like you said, the whole journey to get here, it's been nothing but easy. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
What is what's the biggest difference when you do make it? You know, obviously there's a lot of talented guys in the minors. You know, everybody's not going to make it, you know. But when you get to the big leagues, what's the biggest difference did you see?
I think the biggest difference right off the bat for me initially is just how, you know, you forget about, you know, it some of the pressures you put on yourself to succeed kind of go into helping the team win. It ultimately turned into, you know, not, oh, I got to do these numbers to move up. I got to have success to move up. Like, you're at the top level. So it just ultimately comes down to winning. So and doing your part to help the team win. I think that's what stood out the most.
How about playing for the Mets? Have a great team put together. And where you guys are in the standings, you know, big expectations, playing in New York, playing for the Mets. What about that?
I was, you know, something I took into consideration in the free agency. And, you know, the way I look at it, it's kind of you make the most of it. You know, you can use the pressure to kind of push yourself. And, you know, that's what I did. You know, I think the fans, the first couple games out there for me, they really took good care of me out there. And, you know, obviously want to take good care of them and ultimately help this team however I can.
Our guest is Nick Plummer, Mets outfielder, here on Inside the Parker. Let's talk about that home run, the first one, and just the thoughts going, because it tied the game. It was a huge home run. And what was going through your head? Were you trying to drive the ball? Were you trying to just hit it hard? What were the thoughts going on?
Yeah, I think just trying to, you know, goes back to help the team win. So for me, leading off the inning, you know, down one, you know, we got, I think the biggest thing that I've really clinged on to since I've been here is just the team chemistry here. It's pretty, you know, nothing like I've ever really experienced in the past. So everybody's trying to do their part, pick guys up. You know, Chris Bassett picked me up there early in the third inning when I had a miscue out in the outfield, and, you know, I look to regain that and help the team win, you know. And felt like I was taking pretty good at bats all night and just had some pretty well executed pitches and, you know, got a good fastball to put a swing on and put a good swing on it.
But what about the emotions, you know, as you rounded the bases? What was that like? Was it like you had dreamed about it, you know, hitting a home run in the big leagues? Is it surreal? What's going through your head as you round the bases?
I mean, I didn't feel the ball come off the bat. You know, that's always a good feeling as a hitter. But I think just rounding the bases, just kind of going through my mind is winning, you know, trying to help the team win. I think it all circulates to that, you know, and, you know, it's been great. I mean, just the guys in the clubhouse and the chemistry we got going on right now and just everybody's doing a really good job just, you know, passing the baton and doing their job and you know, trying not to go outside of yourself. So for me, rounding the bases was just, all right, like, you know, trying to do my part to help the team win, and it was great.
How about having manager Buck Showalter, a veteran manager who's been around? Has he helped?
Yeah, Buck's been awesome. You know, he has those moments with you where he'll just jab in and give you, you know, it might be the slightest bit of information, but it has a really big impact. And, you know, he's really done that. Just his presence, his knowledge, and being around guys like that, you know, you can only help but get better.
Last thing, you're wearing number 18, which is a special number in Mets history. Darryl Strawberry, another left-handed power hitter, wore that number. How much do you know about Darryl, and how did you find out about Darryl?
Yeah, no, you know, coming up, you know, I definitely like diving into, you know, the deeper history of baseball and, you know, specifically African Americans in baseball. So to be able to, you know, watch his highlights, watch the way he played the game, watch how instant of an impact he had with the Mets and in his career. So it's been, you know, it's been an honor just to put on the uniform, let alone to wear 18. So just looking to, you know, do my part and you know, help this team win.
His name is Nick Plummer, New York Mets outfielder, off to a great start in the big leagues. Nick, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or is it fair to say that Major League Baseball's diversity program is working?
Fair. It's a fair ball. How can you deny it? There's been a significant increase in the amount of black starting pitchers alone. Three of the best are 24 years old and younger. Tristan Sticks McKenzie of the Cleveland Guardians, Josiah Sway Gray of the Nats, and Fireballer Hunter Green of the Reds. Then there's the veterans, like New York Mets, Fly Taiwan Walker, Marcus HDMH, Stroman, and the Texas Rangers hurler, Taylor Hearn. This was an incredible week for black infielders. Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien had the best day in MLB since Cincinnati Reds second baseman Joe Morgan back in the day. How ironic and fitting. We didn't even mention utility vets like Tony Kemp and Josh Harrison, who can play anywhere on the field with potency. We in the building. Josh Chisholm's bat has exploded. He had a 2-homer, 6-RBI game recently that has really opened eyes and put him in a position to be an all-star. Ke'Bryan Hayes is clearly the foundation piece in Pittsburgh. And Josh Bell is a black first baseman, hearkening memories of Ryan Howard and the like. As far as the coveted position, shortstops go, former batting champion Tim Anderson, doing his thing as usual, top three in hitting, and Mariners gold glove J.P. Crawford is finally blossoming in his sixth season at the plate. The MLB canvas is painted with black and brown bro bombers, which makes for an elevated and diverse product.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Well, it's been a minute since the Yankees were on their true evil empire style, but the Bronx Bombers are back, baby. With their best 55-game start since 1998, owning the best record in baseball by a full 2.5 games over their crosstown rival Mets entering Tuesday. Now, how did they get back to their roots? Sure, Aaron Judge is on an MVP track, leading the league in home runs, but it's their starting rotation that's harkening back to the days of Ron Guidry. The unit has a 2.55 ERA, nearly a run and a half better than last season, and the best mark in franchise history to this point. Now, 6 times the Yankees have led all of baseball in starters' ERA, and each season they went to the World Series, something they haven't done since 2009. They also lead in starters' opponent average, a dual rank they haven't held since 1978, of course, a World Series winning campaign. Now dig deeper, and the unit has the best fielding independent pitching in the game as well, with a 302 FIP, meaning they control what they can control, strikeouts, walks, and home runs allowed. They have the second best chase rate in the game at 31.9%, only behind Toronto, and the second best whiff rate at 28.9%, only behind Milwaukee. Now diving into expected stats, they grade out with exceptional marks as well. They're first in baseball in expected average at 221, expected slugging at 348, and their expected WOBA, which is weighted on base average based on their opponent's exit velocity and launch angle of 269, is far and away the best in the game. The league average in that stat, 312. So this Yankees crew isn't just built to last, it's built for ring number 28.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
All right, Rob, we'll start things off in the National League. San Diego Padres, Colorado Rockies. All my attention is on Joe Musgrove. He's an NL Cy Young candidate. He's been lights out so far. 6-0 record, 164 ERA. Padres over 500, well over that, too. They're going to be in contention all season long for the National League West title with the Dodgers and the Giants. Look at the Colorado Rockies at home in this one. First pitch is at 640 Pacific. I'm going to take the Friars in this affair. Now, I didn't touch the Mets and Dodgers last week, and for good reason. Dodgers didn't look good against Pittsburgh. They looked much better against the Mets, taking them apart in the first couple of games. I'm going to take the Angels at home against the New York Mets, and this is after Joe Madden had gotten fired a couple days ago, so I'm taking the Angels in that game, and then I'm also going to stay in St. Louis with the Cardinals and the Reds. Reds have been dreadful this season. A lot of teams making a good chunk of change off of them. Adam Wainwright, 5-4 this year with a 2.73 ERA. I'm going to take the Cardinals to win that one.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast and baseball expert Scott Miller, who is a regular contributor to the baseball coverage with the New York Times. Scott, welcome to the podcast. How you doing, my friend?
Real good, Rob. Always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. I hope you're well. Nice seeing you at Dodger Stadium the other day.
No doubt about it. It was great to see you out at the yard. Let's get here. One guy who's not going to be at the yard anytime soon is Joe Maddon, who was fired by the Los Angeles Angels. Your reaction to that? Obviously, the Angels had a 12-game losing streak at that time. Were you shocked that they made the move?
Yeah, I wasn't shocked. I'd say mildly surprised. I think a couple of things, Rob. One, you know, I mean, there's an extra playoff slot this year. The Angels were still only a game and a half out of the playoff slot when they made the move with Joe. And they were in first place in the American League West a month ago. But they've had a really bad 3 weeks. And as you said, the 12-game losing streak, you know, really played into it. And it wasn't just the losses themselves, Rob, but it was, as Perry Minasian, the general manager, said yesterday, we've been bad hitting, we've been bad defensively, we've been bad running the bases, pretty much every facet of the game. And here's, you know, it seems kind of a quick trigger to pull the plug on Maddon, but the reason I say I'm only mildly surprised instead of shocked is when Perry Minasian was hired as general manager before the 2021 season, he inherited Joe Maddon, you know. Maddon was hired directly by owner Artie Moreno when Billy Epler was still the GM. And, Rob, you know how it goes. When a manager, it has a really good chance to be uncomfortable when a manager is already in place and then they bring in the general manager, and he inherits the guy.
No doubt about it, because if you're a general manager, you want to bring in your guy. And, you know, if you're winning some games, Joe Maddon has nothing to worry about. A 12-game losing streak, as you know, is a problem. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who the manager is. Ask Joe Girardi. You start losing at that rate, and you have a chance of losing your gig. Let me ask you this. Is Tony La Russa in trouble in Chicago with the White Sox? Because they've underachieved all year, and it doesn't look like the same team to me.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they've had some injuries, but I don't think La Russa's quite yet in trouble, because the owner of the White Sox, Jerry Reinsdorf, is a really exceptionally loyal guy. Hardly anybody, I'd say he's probably the most loyal owner of any of the 30, meaning to people who have played and worked for the White Sox. And as we know, La Russa, Reinsdorf looked at it as when he fired Tony La Russa in the early 1980s, before La Russa grew into the Tony La Russa we know, Jerry Reinsdorf looked at that as one of the biggest regrets of his career. That's why he hired La Russa 2 years ago, even though La Russa was well into his 70s. He was kind of, he's really fond of La Russa, and he was looking to right a wrong. And that's why I don't think there's going to be any knee-jerk reactions now in getting rid of La Russa, because of all that background, that history with Reinsdorf. And I think he's going to give Tony a longer leash to turn this around.
Our guest is Scott Miller, a regular baseball contributor at the New York Times. And speaking of New York, let's talk about the New York Yankees, the first team to 40 wins. And you can look around, and the starting pitching is outstanding. The bullpen is outstanding. Aaron Judge bet on himself. He's having an MVP season with home runs and big hits and RBIs. Stanton was on the DL, came back on Tuesday night, and he hit a home run his first time up. Just tell me about the Yankees and how good this team is.
You know, Rob, I know they've been in the playoffs the past several years, but I think this is the best Yankees team maybe since the 2009 World Series team. And the reason I say that, you touched on a couple things. The pitching in particular, they've got that going really well. I mean, what a find Nestor Cortez has been in that rotation. You know, he's been phenomenal. Jameson Taillon has really been good. Luis Severino's back and healthy. And I think, as you mentioned, the bullpen, so that's really good. Judge, as you mentioned, bet on himself. And the big thing, as you said, Giancarlo Stanton just came back from the injured list. Judge has yet to hit the injured list. He's been healthy this year. If he can stay on the field, that's always one of his big things. If he can stay on the field, the numbers are going to be there. But beyond that, the reason I say for me this is the best Yankees team in a while, I like the moves they made over the winter, Brian Cashman and company. In you know, they didn't go for the big splashy free agents. That trade with Minnesota to bring in Josh Donaldson at third base and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at shortstop. Kiner-Falefa, that doesn't roll off your tongue the way Derek Jeter once did in the Bronx. But the guy can play, and what it did, he might not be a marquee guy, but he's part of the Yankees adding some on-base percentage guys into that lineup. They've had way too many strikeouts the last few years. It's kind of been a Tuesday night recreation softball league look where one guy after another just gets up and swings for the fences. And that's different this year. They've got guys that mixed in with the Judges and Stantons, you know, who can get on base. And Kiner-Falefa, Donaldson, acquiring Anthony Rizzo last year from the Cubs and then signing him, re-signing him. That's all made their offense, their lineup, way more balanced. And it's also improved the defense. So all around, and they're running the bases better. They're a more athletic team, a smarter team, and they can beat you in more ways than they have been able to over the last few years.
We talked about the Angels and the firing of Joe Maddon, but let's talk about Mike Trout, who left Tuesday night's game with groin tightness. But how did he go through a 26 at-bat hitless streak? He was 0 for 26, Scott, the worst slump of his career. And it was shocking to see, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, you don't expect Mike Trout. Everybody goes through slumps in the game. But, you know, that with the Angels in the midst of a 12-game losing streak, Mike Trout going 0 for 26 was kind of the flashing neon light that everything that can go wrong is going wrong. And you know what worries me, Rob, right now about Mike Trout is the 0 for 26. Last year, he had that torn muscle in his calf that limited him to 36 games. Now, Tuesday night, he legs out a double and leaves with some tightness in his left groin. What worries me about those three things together, I look at and I think, 30 years old now. Mike Trout's 30 years old. And hopefully he's got many good years left because he's been fantastic. Obviously one of the best players of his generation. I hope between the calf injury last year, I hope this groin thing is just a real blip on the radar and he's back soon. But you worry about the beginning of the swing slowing up a little bit. The body starting to break down at 30 years old.
Last thing, let's talk about Josh Hader, who has been unbelievable for the Brewers, and the Phillies finally got to him and beat him and he gave up some runs. But Hader, going into that game Tuesday night, Hader had not allowed a run since July 28th, 2021. Had not blown a save since July 7th, 2021, and had allowed only one extra base hit this season and just four hits in 19 overall appearances. And he needed just one more scoreless outing to set a major league record with 41 consecutive scoreless appearances. But the Phillies got to him. How incredible has Hader been?
You know, Rob, when you hear baseball players describe a particular pitcher as filthy, that's Josh Hader. He's the textbook definition of filthy. That sweeping slider, the big motion with the left arm. I mean, he is so good. And I think the Milwaukee Brewers win the National League Central this year, and I think they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs. It's a good organization. It's a good team, talented team, well put together by general manager David Stearns. well managed by field manager Craig Council. A lot of good weapons on that team, and chief among them is Josh Hader. You cannot talk about you cannot overemphasize how good this guy is. If Josh Hader played on the New York Yankees or the New York Mets or the Los Angeles Dodgers, in other words, in a big market, he'd be a household name. He is so good.
His name is Scott Miller, man. Check out his baseball coverage in the New York Times. One of the best baseball writers in the land and one of my friends. Scott, appreciate you always.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 499 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's All-Star time. The All-Star ballot is out, and fans can officially vote. The voting is underway. You can vote for which position players should be in the starting lineup for the All-Star game, which will be in Los Angeles this year. And you know what? I love that baseball allows the fans to vote for the starting lineup. It's their game. They should be able to vote for the players they want to see. You know, the NBA has given some voting to the media, the fans, and the players. We know how that's gone in the NBA, where players didn't even vote for Kevin Durant or LeBron James. It's the fans' game, the All-Star game. Let them see who they want. Let them enjoy the All-Star game. That's what I love about baseball. Never, ever take it from the fans. Let the fans have their Tuesday night in July when all the stars align and we get to watch an All-Star game in baseball. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.